Version 11. Dear Governor McAuliffe, thank you for the kind introduction and for allowing me to play a small part in these efforts, building upon Virginia's proud natural resource history and business-friendly environment. I am Brent Foltz, founder of the Chesapeake Bay Nutrient Land Trust. Let me try to explain to you in the next few minutes how private investment in this program works and why myself and other investors have risked millions of dollars to create nutrient credits. I'm a firm believer in innovation, and I believe nutrient trading will help us protect the environment and do so in a cost-effective manner. Nutrient trading takes private dollars and applies them toward conservation efforts that make the most sense for the environment and the farm. The creative partnership between farmer and private investor has formed a bridge that affords Virginia the ability to grow in a smarter way and achieve public benefits in water quality. I call this public benefits through private investment. This innovation is so strong that it creates a legacy opportunity for farmers. What we did on Mr. Harrison's farm and on other lands throughout Virginia was to take a portion of his land, the land which was least productive, subprime land, and create a land use that was compatible with stewardship. What was once a contributor of nutrient loads to the bay now provides nutrient removal qualities implemented through a healthy, active forest. These nutrient credits tied to the land in perpetuity would generate natural buffers, wildlife habitats, and improved water quality. This trading program broadly supports agriculture, ranching, and active forest in one program. Mr. Harrison's farm today is still a working farm because of this innovation and approach to private investment. In addition, this program creates the opportunity to preserve open space so dear to Virginia. It is important to highlight one critical aspect of Virginia's program. Nutrient credits are certified and regulated by the state and the Department of Environmental Quality, making this program verifiable, highly accountable, transparent, and enforceable. Those aspects are critical for such programs to be embraced by the public. As a Virginian, I am proud to say the Commonwealth has embraced this approach and my personal efforts. As you heard from the governor, Virginia is realizing many benefits. Virginia's support of nutrient credits has resulted in continued economic growth and advancement of transportation infrastructure in a cost-effective manner, resulting in cleaner rivers and streams. As an environmental investor, partnerships between public and private stakeholders can be the foundation for tens of millions of dollars of additional private investment in our Chesapeake Bay restoration efforts. Our industry has a long legacy of innovation, stewardship, and are proud to continue our efforts to help the Commonwealth meet its natural resources goal. Lastly, without the support of our federal partners and the EPA's strong support of this approach under Gina McCarthy as head of the EPA, this on-the-ground advancement in nutrient trading would not have been possible. With great pride, I now introduce you to John Harrison, Virginia landowner, farmer, and environmental steward.